This is Kelly Blewett, and I'm going to be offering a review of The Scientist and the Spy by Mara Vistendahl. A neatly planted cornfield in Iowa might not seem like the setting for an international trade war, but looks can be deceiving. Mara Vistendahl, a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in nonfiction, has been writing about China for over a decade. A former Midwesterner who is equally comfortable in farmers' kitchens as her high-rise apartment in Beijing, Vistendahl is uniquely situated to tell this unexpectedly dramatic story. Robert Moe, who is the spy from The Scientist and the Spy, originally came to the U.S. to pursue a career in thermodynamics. Unable to land a tenure-track job in academia, Moe accepted a lucrative position in a Chinese agriculture company. Soon, Moe was on the road to Midwestern towns. Police reports record sightings of, quote, an Asian man in a suit standing in a cornfield, end quote. Moe was seeking corn samples from the biggest companies in the business, Monsanto and DuPont Pioneer, and Moe was not alone. Many companies seek shortcuts into the kind of high-performing strains of corn that are private intellectual property in the U.S. Moe soon finds himself trailed by FBI agents, and a slow game of cat and mouse ensues. One larger-than-life corn consultant, Kevin Montgomery, tries to piece together the puzzle while drinking lemonade on his back porch. As Kevin's interviews with Vistendahl suggest, for an insider in corn genetics, the tactics of both the Chinese and the FBI are equally baffling. Chinese agricultural espionage has been a topic of increasing significance, but where do our ideas about China come from? Vistendahl not only traces the particulars of Moe's case, but she also explores the racialized history of FBI investigations on Chinese immigrants. Her careful contextualization of the case makes its particulars loom with the uncertainty of a funhouse mirror. Those who seem to be perpetrators look, in certain lights, like victims, and the victims, like perpetrators. As the truth of the case fades from visibility, what remains is the feeling that the case is a Rorschach test for views on the Chinese technology threat. I recommend that you read this fascinating story to find your own perspective, which speaks not only to this case, but also to the larger geopolitical tensions shaping our time. This review originally appeared in BookPage magazine. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.